Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Welcome back, folks, to hour number two. This is Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Fennelli on this TGIF. And what things basically boil down to right now, folks, is that the Patriots, authors, alternative media, are doing the work that the mainstream media, the elite, academia, lawyers, judges, politicians, bankers, FBI, CIA, other intelligence agencies, including the DOJ, won't. And the State Department is so busy protecting Clinton and Obama and the National Security Council and spending our money for cover-ups. And that's what it boils down to. Can you imagine if President Trump was caught in a hot microphone like Obama was, telling the Russians that he would have more flexibility after the next election? The Democrats would be screaming collusion, treason, sedition. How about if President Trump was caught giving $150 billion to Iran or any one of our non-allies, but the Democrats won't allocate $5 billion for a wall on a southern border to protect the little people. But yet we pay for other countries' walls through taxation and inflated dollars. See, folks, all they care about is using the technocracy. All they care about is using big tech, big pharma, big corporations to force lifestyles on us. I mean, the Democrats are just basically chasing or looking for voters, the globalists. They're not trying to create prosperity for the bottom 93%. They're trying to control us. They have an addiction to power, money, and control. Google, Facebook, Twitter, controlling everything. Apple, the fangs, eliminate free speech. Crimes against the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Collusion, racketeering, abuse of antitrust monopoly laws. We are the product, people, and the advertisers are the consumer. We are the product. All these big tech devices, the Googles, the Facebooks, the Twitter, they are designed to socially, politically indoctrinate and be self-incrimination and indoctrination stations. There's no customer service. There's no accountability anymore. So, this political correctness and delegitimizing work has groomed us to be desensitized for the wrong things and has cowardly made us offended and overly sensitized for things that basically lower our bars of standards and expectations for a job. You know, I went through that little rant with, oh, it's the male's fault. Oh, it's especially the white male's fault. Oh, it's the heterosexual fault. But yet, all these white males, I see a lot of pale skin out there. Bezos, Buffett, Soros, Zuckerberg, Gates, the Cuomos, Anderson Cooper, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Cook, Murdoch, Clinton. Oh, remember Jonathan Gruber? Calling Americans stupid for falling for all the propaganda for Obamacare? You remember that? Thank God we're stupid and don't have memories. But we're irredeemable. We're deplorable. You can do that. But you don't hear the mainstream media calling for those names to have their wealth confiscated. talking about work. I like to do what Vince calls news in a flash. And I'm going to mention some articles here. And you tell me if our economy is looking healthy. Hertz cancels 90% of new car purchases, further pressuring already desperate automakers. Next article. Multimillionaire celebrities demand end of capitalism from their luxury mansions. Multimillionaire. Should we knock on their door, folks, and confiscate their net worth? I'm just asking. I'm not condoning anything. I'm just asking. Because it looks like they're self-righteous and so much more noble than we are. Maybe we should ask them to practice what they preach. Maxine Waters. We don't want businesses to open back up. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Maxine Waters, I think she still chairs the House Financial Services Committee. She didn't know that government nationalized student loans 10 years earlier. This is the chair that chairs the banks. How is this possible? With all this corruption, manipulation, oligopolies, oligarchies, no free market supply and demand, everything compromised, products, services, freedoms, liberties, being nationalized or being bought by the central banks, we have zero chance of controlling our own destiny. You might as well tell your kids they're going to be in a caste system. Unless they have the ability to distract with bread and circuses, like throw a ball through a hoop, or dumb down the public, or divide us by every group imaginable. Next article. Business demands more foreign workers as 33 million Americans go jobless. You can't make this stuff up, folks. These are all published articles in the public domain. I know it sounds like a Twilight Zone writer probably couldn't make up these articles, but these are true. Next article. A tragic record. For the first time ever, more than half of the U.S. population is not working. So much for supply and demand and free markets and opportunity. This is what President Trump inherited. You know, we're heading towards a Japan-style environment where we have no more free markets and supply and demand. You know, even the Federal Reserve is buying bond exchange traded funds, ETFs. It's not supposed to be legal. You're not supposed to buy ETFs. But they have to buy guaranteed issuance by the government. What's really guaranteed is things like Ginnie Mae and U.S. Treasuries and things like that. That's their limit. But now the Fed wants to own everything by buying everything. So the Fed now buys corporate bonds, high-yield bonds, junk bonds, ETFs, munis. We have record bond issuance, and that's why, you know, interest rates are low and the bond prices are up. So we have massive liquidity for credit and support. And companies like BlackRock are benefiting as a government liaison to the public for selling these instruments, getting paid tens of millions of dollars that the public can go online and buy direct from. So BlackRock is charging the Fed 3% commission paid for by you, the taxpayers, through taxes and inflation. So again, the wealth transfer keeps going on, keeps perpetuating from the bottom 93% to the top 1%. But don't worry, because all these issued bonds and selling debt and the bailout monies and the stock buybacks all going to the rich guys. What we're doing is we're confusing liquidity and solvency and letting the elite get bailouts for themselves when the bailout should be going to middle-class assets. And ETFs, by the way, exchange-traded funds, basically a security that represents all stocks on a given exchange like the S&P 500. And it's the perfect Keynesian tool to basically lead governments to austerity and eliminate free markets of supply and demand. It's supposed to offer more diversity at lower costs. It's kind of a mutual fund. But globally, there's like $4 or $5, $6 trillion of ETFs. There's thousands in the U.S. alone. And Keynesian economics, how I define that is, I use my own personal definition, when in doubt, inflate. Okay, that people believe that they can create an increased, better economy by changing supply and demand with no real wealth exchange. But when central banks, from a top-down perspective, have no accountability, elite control, corruption, and manipulation, and they've created an incognito caste system, a caste system where we, the poor, can't better ourselves, okay, because they've delegitimized work for the benefits of the status quo. So, you know, deficits don't matter, costs don't matter, you know, that type of philosophy. So the government spends a lot more money because the private sector's broke and it's not working in a supply and demand fashion. That's why you always hear me say, forget about GDP, let's talk about how we can create happiness for the little people. It's basically, Keynesian economics is best put as elite interventionism. Print, inflate, pay now, pay later. And they even allow the teachings of Keynesian economics to shift asset and liability columns. It's basically creative accounting manipulation. And that's the corrupt manipulation that we are in America right now. Okay, next article on the delegitimization of work. U.S. lost 20.5 million jobs in April. Unemployment soared to 14.7%. I'm hearing it's a lot more than that. Here's the next article. Unemployment is really 35.7%. GDP crashed to minus 35%. Your job will not come back. Economy permanently down. 2.98 jobless claims, higher than expected. You know, when everything is propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, manipulation, lying, gaslighting, nothing's going to be real. And it's up to us, the people, to do something about it. You know, Netflix Epstein documentary produced by co-author of Bill Clinton book. You cannot make this stuff up. Absolutely nothing's real. The new normal doesn't even make sense anymore. And President Trump, when I was talking about GlaxoSmithKline and the industry and the consequences to the people regarding vaccines, I'm going to tell you, because we still have free speech. I respect you, but for you to mobilize the military to deliver a COVID-19 vaccine is the wrong move. I mean, this is even coming from the DOD, where $21 trillion went to HUD and the DOD under the table. Come on. I know you're surrounded by traitors and cowards, but this is our job to bring certain things to light, because nothing is real right now. We're beyond 1984 Twilight Zone stuff. I mean, let me share some more articles with you that shows where we are going. Okay, CNN finally asked James Clapper a tough question about leaking to the press. Guess what happened, folks? The connection went dead. Welcome to New America. We'll be back right after this break, folks. Appreciate you being here.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade washable, reusable cloth face mask with high two layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Eben sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and I'm running out of time. And as usual, I'm shortcutting a lot of my messages, but just a little exclamation point after talking about our economy. I realize, and I say this often, we are in a deflationary, stagflationary environment, but we do have inflation of necessities for the little guy, especially like health, for example, because you have illegal immigrants walking into ERs not having to pay for it, so we got to pay for everything through cost shifting. Same with car insurance. Same with education. We have to pay for the people who aren't paying, mostly illegal immigration. So it's not being racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent hater. It's just the fact that this is math, and 80% of people are living paycheck to paycheck. Now, can we go from a deflationary, stagflationary environment to an inflationary environment? It's possible. There's three types of inflation. Push inflation coming from producers, consumer inflation coming from rising wages, which is not happening, and excessive currency printing, which is happening. Now, there's also stock buybacks, which I've talked about in great detail, don't have the time today, but when you have big corporations not putting money into expansion, new products and services, R&D, and people and employees, to go into debt for share buybacks so that executives can cash in through stock options, give high dividends to the already wealthy in the top 10% and give executive cash. And they often go into new debt for acquisitions and mergers, which means consolidation in most instances. So those lack of new products or services, you're going to have more money chasing less goods, which could put us into an inflationary environment. So that being said, pardon me for looking at the clock here. I'm going to mention some articles to see what our new normalization is like. Barbara Streisand, people dying because UOP's failure to follow medical science. Well, here's medical science for you, Barbie. A man dies from a 0.55 blood alcohol level, and it was listed as COVID cause of death. There's science for you, bought and paid for, just like the hospitals are labeling so many deaths COVID-19 so they can get more money. You betcha, that's science, bought and paid for. Barbara Streisand, you know who she is, folks. She's the person who flew her dogs 10,000 miles so they could watch her sing. And she's talking about how we need less carbon footprint. She's the one who said Michael Jackson, his sexual needs regarding pedophilia. Not adult mutual consensual sex. Pedophilia. That is Barbara Streisand. See, folks, people get jobs in the celebrity arena, acting, singing, whatever it is, the celebrities. They're not any better or more talented than anybody, but they were willing to use their celebrity for fame and fortune, to sell out the little people, because too many idiots think that they have credibility because they're celebrities. They're owned. They're bought and paid for. Next article. Fox News. John Brennan suppressed intel saying Russia wanted Hillary Clinton to win. Duh. She sold 20% of all uranium to Russia, of course. Things just can't get any more stupid. Next article. Georgetown gives raises after getting millions of dollars in coronavirus aid from you, the taxpayers. They're giving raises to their employees, students. You betcha. So for you 70% who have less than $1,000 in savings and you 80% who live paycheck by paycheck, congratulations! Next article. Nearly 100 celebrities smeared Kavanaugh but won't condemn Biden. Oh yeah, they smeared Kavanaugh with no proof. They smeared President Trump because he said about grabbing something on a tape when Biden grabbed somebody in the same spot in person. You can't make this stuff up. And let's talk about stupid, folks. CNN poll finds that people trust CNN. I'm a loss for words. I can't even speak right now. It's so stupid, I can't even speak. Colorado State University gives $1,500 to illegal students. Congratulations, Americans. You can't put food on the table to get a job, but you're giving away your money to illegal people. Be right back after the break, folks. Thank you for being here.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The U.S. House expected to vote today on a massive new stimulus bill in the face of the pandemic. The roughly $3 trillion Democratic measure would provide more money for cash-strapped state and local governments, rent and mortgage relief, and hazard pay for frontline workers. But it's unlikely to ever be taken up by the U.S. Senate, and even if it was and it passed, the president says he would veto that measure.
A new poll finds fewer Americans practicing social distancing. The Gallup survey says 58% of people surveyed say they're completely or mostly isolating themselves. That's down from 68% just a few weeks ago. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred optimistic that the MLB will play an abbreviated schedule this season.
We are making plans about playing in empty stadiums.
USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
NASCAR adding some races to its upcoming season. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
It will be a summer in the South for NASCAR. The Stock Car Series announced it will stick to Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia, Florida, and Alabama for all of their June races, and all of them without fans. NASCAR has now set plans for 20 races, including 9 in the Cup Series, as it returns to the tracks after being shut down for more than 2 months. The Cup Series is scheduled to resume this Sunday at Darlington Raceway and run 4 times in 11 days at the South Carolina track and at Charlotte Motor Speedway in Concord, North Carolina. NASCAR then will go to Bristol Motor Speedway on May 31st. The track is only 3 hours driving distance for most of the Charlotte area-based teams.
A new study says 1 in 4 restaurants in America will not reopen after the pandemic. The reservation service Open Table saying some restaurants that are now closed or doing takeout only might never reopen. The National Restaurant Association estimating its members have lost $80 billion over the past 2 months. The U.S. Postal Service is reportedly reviewing its contracts with shipping companies, including Amazon, UPS, and FedEx. The Washington Post reporting the Postal Service has decided to review its delivery package contracts under pressure from President Trump. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the show, folks. The last half an hour, I hope I've been politically incorrect enough, and you haven't seen anything yet. So I'm going to shortcut like you have not seen, because I'm not going to get to probably, maybe I got to 50%, maybe, of what I wanted to talk about. And that's just the way it goes, okay? So what I'm going to do is offer some suggestions, some ideas and solutions, and that's what I'm going to do. So I'm just going to rattle through them as quickly as possible. You know, the one thing that really bothers me right now is that the Bill Gates, the royal family, Henry Kissinger, many, many, many more people are admitting that we're overpopulated as a world. And that's very disturbing, because I would rather have human voluntary population control. Like, for example, you know, men get vasectomies, women get their tubes tied, in lieu of, hear me out, propaganda, starvation, drug use, dirty vaccines, despair, NGOs changing the world, wars, GMO foods, hormones, steroids, antibiotics in our food, pesticides, fluorides, artificial flavors and coloring, chlorine, 200 chemicals in our water, geoengineering, and not just chemtrails, but geoengineering for man-made bioweapons as well. We hear all this talk about humanity. Let's give life-changing money to the people who want a voluntary due population control. Life-changing money, instead of torturing people to death and killing them. Humanity. Let's break up all the big companies, the oligarchies, the monopolies. No more lobbyists, special interests, and PACs. I think we should have laws of excess, Mr. President. The bottom 93% cannot control their own destiny. There's been so many people demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Hard work proven results and qualifications don't mean anything. We are in an economic black hole. The same people demanding no protection, rights, or restitution under the frickin' rule of law. We have no check on runaway power in this country. The same people are allowing and enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies and industries in our country to have liability immunity. Folks, stop insulting your own group, hyphen, and pronoun by demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations. We're not empowering your group. What we're doing is we're giving free lunch to the elite. We need to have means testing. Okay, let's take the mean household debt, and give that amount to each home, or each person, or each family, however you decide to do it. And then if people are in debt, they take that money, they got it through a voucher, pay off their debts. I say vouchers so there's less pressure with cash, with monies, with currencies, so there's less chance of hyperinflation. Instead of just giving the elite all these bailouts, too big to fails and too big to jails. President Trump, you said you want to transfer power back to the people. Well, let's do it. We need a balance in life between hard work, certain benefits, and free time. Our biggest problem is the imbalance of technology and nature. And even being serious and humor. It's gotten to the point where political correctness has destroyed even joking around. I know I've talked a little dirty today, but I have no problem tonight washing out my mouth with beer later. It's Friday, right? Yahoo! Pro-monopoly companies, we need to break them up because what they're doing is antitrust laws. The Republic, if it fails, we need to go to a Switzerland-style country. I am literally just taking my notes and just, I could talk about each one of these for an hour. I don't have the time. The globalist playbook. We need to use financial, economic, social, and political rationale and connect the dots so we can show the corruption and manipulation. We need frugality from the households, corporations, and big business. We need to live below our means and know the fine line between needs and wants. We need to bring back mentor proteges. We need to have gardens and city parks and front yards, just like the L.A. story I mentioned on the air with Rick Miller yesterday. We need to have a Trump channel in the White House, TV or radio. We need to fix the electoral system with paper ballots, receipts, accountability, video. This whole system, especially this mail-in voting, I've quoted Joseph Stalin many times. The people who change things aren't the people who vote, but the people who count the votes. We need to get back to the land, okay? Get together with family, with friends, and buy land. Chapter 15 of the book, I talk about self-sufficiency preparedness schools. President Trump, you're invited on Tuesday when I'm next on the air on USA Prepares with Vince Finelli to talk about this. We have all these monies going to bail out the wealthy people. Let's start self-sufficiency preparedness schools. Can you imagine if we would have gotten some of that bailout stimulus? We are all volunteers at USAPreparers.com. It's a great idea. We can teach people living off-grid, alternative energy, how to buy land, hunt and fish and butcher and can and preserve food, handgun defense, our constitution, financial counseling and economy, which people who graduate from school have no idea, wild, edible, and medicinal plants, nutrition, homeschooling ideas, more and more. We can literally have a beta database, okay, I've been talking too fast, of people to help to get jobs. We could be all these special secret groups. We could be the middle class, the bottom 93 for them, okay? Force, sedition, and treason and espionage laws. We need to have a light at the end of the tunnel program. We need to basically reward people for saving and not malinvestment, where the little people and the taxpayers end up paying for it all. We have to stop all this politically correct thinking and mentioning conclusions and solving problems with solutions that are already pre-scripted. We need to have zero tolerance for political correctness. We need to make whistleblowers heroes, not leakers, whistleblowers. We need guts. We don't need more athletes and singers and Hollywood and actors. We need American heroes. And let's be with the whistleblowers. We need to help each other out with advice, even though people might be hesitant to receive it. Attorneys and judges should be arrested and tried for releasing non-Americans who do violent crimes. Forget about GDP. For success or happiness should be savings and being debt-free. Get off of Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all social media. It's an elite tool for self-incrimination. The average American spends 7 to 8 hours per day on TV and the smartphone. That's unacceptable. If you're under 55 years old, you should be outside camping, playing sports, fishing, hunting, gardening, taking care of animals. We're allowing the technocracy to kill us. Reinstate Glass-Steagall if the banks survive this thing. We can't just have commercial banks and this bank and that bank and basically playing with monopoly money and basically Vegas-style malinvestment and then asking to get bailed out. Same with Wall Street. We need to get rid of smart everything. Smart means spy. We need to start new colleges based on skill sets with no electives and get rid of the social and political indoctrination. All teachers at all levels, from kindergarten to the highest level in college, should have minimum 15 years of private sector experience. We need to teach practical skills and not theory. We need practice what you preach laws. I mention this all the time, the hypocrisies, the double standards. Oh, that's the way it is, that'll never change. Ignorance, apathy, and indifference. No, that's unacceptable. If someone has, in Hollywood, goes to a venue and they're protected by all these freaking big security guards and guns, the little people should have it too. You're talking about carbon footprints? Oh my gosh. The big mouths who inherit stuff, who come from wealthy families that fly all around the world. They're telling the little people we have carbon footprints. We need to grow and raise food. Even the FDA admits over 70% of chickens, I remember this article, contain cancer-causing arsenic. We need to shoot pool and play chess. What I mean by that is we need to think 3-4 moves ahead because that's what they're doing. We need to we're not anti-government. We need to be anti-unlawful, overreaching to big, corrupt, foreign-owned, incorporated government. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm shortcutting everything, folks. I hope you're understanding my context. Land is so important. We need to get back to gardening, raising animals, solar. We can't do this cookie-cutter, follow-up, politically correct subdivision thing anymore. We need to replace judges, attorneys with grand juries in every county. We need to reward anti-globalist countries. And not the Rothschild Swift banks. I'm shortcutting everything. I apologize. We need to back currency with tangibility and not debt. We need to respect strength and guts and not perceive power and official authorities, which is an oxymoron, that don't practice what they preach. We need to reverse the centralization of America. 90% urban, suburban, and 10% rural, that's a death sentence. We need to eliminate property tax for the bottom 93% and get spending under control. We need to start a middle-class party of the people. We need to vote for individual issues like Switzerland does. One line item veto and issue. We need to eliminate fundraising. We're electing people based on billionaires and millionaires and not merit. NGOs should be arrested for treason and sedition. We need to protect our young and old. That's what we should be doing. We need to start publishing companies, because when I self-published my book, they said it was out of stock. They misspelled the title. They deleted hundreds of five-star and disallowed five-star reviews. I had a 4.7 rating. I don't know what it is right now. Basically, they're deleting words out of my books. They're deleting sections and chapters. They're changing words around. We have been in the book-burning era for the last 10 years. And my book came out like 8 years ago. Okay, remember the moderate peaceful majority, which was irrelevant and dismissed, folks? Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot, 100 million deaths orchestrated by the bankers, the deep states, the intelligence agencies, and the military-industrial complex. Albert Einstein said, "I fear the day that technology will surpass our human interactions. Then the world will have generations of idiots." Are we there? We learn 19th century skills, dovetail with 21st century technology. Americans, there's so much that we don't know. We can't even find the North Star. Don't know how to raise animals. Don't know how to harvest and produce their own garden, hunt or butcher animals. They don't know edible plants. They don't know that a cloudy night makes a warmer morning. I mean, we've lost the balance between nature and technology, and that's very dangerous. Not just because Albert Einstein said this. Never give up on your dreams, your goals, your health, yourself.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun owner population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Alright folks, Rich Sheeben here. Last segment, I'm going to just run through as much stuff because I didn't get to 50% of what I wanted to discuss. Ideas and solutions and suggestions. We need to have ideas and solution conferences in every county in America, which is about 3,000 of them. Get away from 5G. It destroys your immune system. We need to combine government and Social Security pensions and average it out to the public, because what the government employees get is ridiculous, and Congress has confiscated so much Social Security, including Bill Clinton with IOUs for years, and that's the deal. We need public forums and citizen review boards. We need to have meetings and talks and information and get rid of a lot of these government workers and let the citizenry handle these. We need to split the media at the White House and at all venues, half mainstream media and half the new media / alternative media. We need no liability protection for big corporations, big pharmas, and the Monsantos of the world, none. Our lawyers and judges have been sold out to the highest bidder. We need a politically correct police to enforce truth and not the other way around, not to sell a narrative. We need a brave 300 list, President Trump, for being a patriot, for speaking up. Then we need another list, and another list, and another list of more brave 300 lists, not just to give recognition to patriots, but to prove the value of free speech and courage, and we need it desperately. Oh, I think I'm running out of breath. We need to have the White House have a representative for the middle class. We need to eliminate internet gatekeepers, all of them at every level. And New York police, I'm from New York City, so I'm calling you out on this. I've done it before. Wiener's laptop. A lot of you know what the hell's in there. How come some of those high-ranked police officers got cush jobs? Are you bought and paid for, or you're enforcing the frickin' law? Next article. No patents on diseases. And then you make profits on those drugs? That's ridiculous. You create the problem, then you offer a solution, and you charge the people for it. Eliminate property taxes for the bottom 93%. We need to recalculating Social Security you know, seniors, they get less Social Security for less admissions to inflation. That's one of the big reasons why they don't want to admit inflation. We're always bailing out the wealthy. We're never bailing out the little guy. 95% of government workers should be laid off. And that includes 100% of the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, the NSA, all the alphabet agencies. They're bought and paid for the highest bidder. And then rehire patriotic people at only 5% back. And the Fed should buy assets from the bottom 93%. We can't sell our assets. We've been demonetized. We have less buyers. That's the only way to do it, Mr. President, or else this country is going to fall. You know, I'm out of breath. I guess that happens when you're 60, huh? Anyway, I want to thank you all for being here. And I know there's probably seconds left, but a lot of people, I've had some big-name Democrats say, who do you think you are, sticking up for little people, sticking up for the bottom 93%, talking about how we need truth, we need to eliminate political correctness, there's too much corruption, we need to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. Never mind that our economy is based on an imperial con artist nightmare, and we're so divided that I remember when North Korea was trending, 75% of the Democrats didn't want peace because it would be a kudos to Trump. And Obama said that North Korea would be our biggest threat. Well, we have a lot of threats. We have debts rising greater than wages, stagnating at best, especially savings. We have so much despair. That was the big reason I wrote the book. I'm not asking people to write the book because it's been so censored and so changed by the powers that be. You might literally get a book on Godzilla versus Mothra. I have no idea what you're going to get. So it's time for us to be patriots. You know, the Nazi left is the authoritarians. They're the communist socialists. They want the totalitarian, fascist, tyrannical state, not the right. For years, oh, the right, they're Nazis. No, the left is Nazis. We don't want to control the media. We want free speech. We want citizen journalists. And to ask, when I had that question, who do I think I am? I have a very simple answer to those Democrats. I am an American.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.